Well, it's an answer to the culture. Well, a definition of culture. And we seem to come up with a couple answers and definitions. One is culture is this invisible monster that attacks our homes through the TV, internet, and your kindergarten teachers. Hide your kids, hide your wife, because they coming for everybody. Let's get our Beauty and the Beast on. Grab our biblical pitchforks. Run into Holly Weird and get the stomping. The other is more of a colonial approach. Like, those poor little colored kids, they really don't know better. Living in them awful cities. Let's emancipate these savages. Teach them to put down their addiction to drugs and self-hate and destructive behavior. And let's replace it with greed, financial dependence, and intellectual arrogance that you can assert over the other savages you colonizers have not reached yet, making your job a little easier. Wait, let me say this different or nicer. I've become fluent in your socioeconomic status speech. I believe you call that gentrification. But in all you're getting, get understanding, you don't get it, do you? You can fill your brain with a lifetime's worth of information and know nothing. You can know nothing and have a heart that breaks for a dying city, yet having nothing to offer them. See, there's the problem. Them. There is no them. Them is us. It's you, it's me, we're the city. We're the culture. We're the problem. But our savior, he wasn't a commuter. Like he moved in and could speak immigrant, the language of the broken, like the system and their English. See, I can read graffiti. That's the ghetto Google Maps of the hood, my city. I'm a participant. I'm part of the culture, but see, you understand that. That's why you here. You get what the presence of a spray can did to my self-confidence. See, we live in just enough for the city. Where I'm from, you either bang, slang, or run, or get increasingly efficient at putting the ball in the hole. But me, I stood under light poles, freestyling till morning came, defending my name, faith, and worldview. No curfew. Wait, let me say it different, so you can be fluent in my socioeconomic speech. We call that ciphering. And y'all could film blogs about the validity of multi-site churches, or whether or not a video feed is or ain't biblical. You know that's a first world problem, right? Affecting 0.1% of y'all. Meanwhile, around these parts, we canceling quinceañeras, cause little mama finna be one. We ain't got time to worry about free Wi-Fi, or whether to protect our web key. Homie, my son idolizes a pimp. Help me, mega church pastor. There go your elephant in the room. You don't get it, do you? The culture is us. It's you. You're a participant. How could you possibly be the solution? We need someone to move in. The Savior moved in. This is your city. He walked the streets of your soul, read your graffiti. Now you, in the same vein, move in. And you pray that gospel prospers. Because if it prospers, then you too will.